I can recall that name. Do you know where she lives?
She gave me two places to look, a bed and breakfast and her boyfriend's house, a Will Ashton, but didn't give me an address for either.
You say she's your sister?
No, I'm her friend. We work together in New York. She sent me an email telling me to come here. There's something we need to do together.
She stopped explaining herself and decided this country cop wouldn't know where to find his gun if it wasn't strapped onto his waist.
I know who you are, Miss DeLuca. I just needed to make sure it was really you. As you know, it's not the safest for her right now, and we look after our own. Ken has been waiting almost 6 weeks for you to get here. She's out at Will's. I'll show you the way.
Red turned and left her standing open-mouthed by her car as he hoisted himself into his. She couldn't believe it. She had just gotten played by a country cop. She felt embarrassed about her assumptions, but relieved to not have to find her way into town herself. Red flashed his lights and waved out the window to a driveway on her left. She flashed her lights and waved back before turning into the driveway. An ornate metal gate supported by beautiful gray stone walls stood closed before her. Fields of green spread as far as she could see. Some cows dotted the landscape, and a horse that looked to be 100 years old slowly plodded his way to the fence to stare at her. Keeping an eye on the horse, she stopped at the call box and pushed the button. The box crackled and then,
"Hello?"
a woman's nice-sounding southern voice said.
Hello. I'm here to see Kenna. And who should I tell is calling?
The voice was still nice, but Danny could hear it take on an edge of suspicion.
Danielle DeLuca.
Oh, Danny!
Oh, William, open the gate. Kenna's friend has finally arrived.
Danny chuckled. She couldn't help but like a woman who sounded so kind. The gate opened and Danny drove through. She passed the cows and waved goodbye to the old horse as she drove down the long driveway. She pulled up in front of a huge white mansion and gawked. Maybe raising cows and old horses was very lucrative. Before she could even turn the engine off, the front door was flung open, and an elegant older lady came running out. She had light blonde hair put up in a perfect ponytail that was held in place by a peach ribbon that matched her sundress. A very tall, handsome man with brown hair followed fondly behind. His hair had just a touch of gray at the temples to show his age. Danny got out of the car and was encased in the tightest hug she'd ever felt.
Oh, you poor sweet dear. Oh, bless your heart. We're so happy you're finally here.
Thank you,
she managed to gasp out.
Bets, you're scaring her, or cutting off her air at any rate.
The woman released her, but kept her hand on her arm.
I'm William Ashton, and this is my wife, Betsy.
Nice to meet you both.
Danny smiled at the obvious affection between the Ashtons.
I bet you can't wait to see Kenna.
William put an arm around her shoulder and turned her to face the house.
See that side road there? You'll want to go down that road until it ends. It'll take you a few minutes, so don't worry that you've gone wandering off the wrong way. Go ahead and go right on down. I'm sure you'll catch her before she leaves for work.
Thank you.
She tried to turn and get back into the car, but was once more enveloped into another tight hug by Betsy.
Okay, I'll let you go. You just must promise me you'll stop by again soon. We'll have dinner after you get settled in.
Betsy patted her hand one last time and finally let go. Danny waved goodbye and got back into the car. She drove through the farm, seeing horses, cows, some corn, and lots of land. The Ashtons had been great, but she was still not used to being around people, especially people who touched her. The past 4 months had been similar to the show Man vs. Wild. However, in her version, she wasn't trapped in some nice jungle. She was in New York City, where she often lived out of her car and nearly froze each night. She prayed she wouldn't be carjacked, mugged, or worse. The other nights were spent fighting for room in a shelter where she didn't get any sleep due to crying babies or strange men trying to sneak into her cot. She wished she was in the jungle with Bear Grylls leading her toward civilization. In New York, she didn't have raging currents or dangerous snakes, but she did face danger in the form of men in bad suits carrying guns. As she drove by more beautiful pastures framed with freshly painted black fences, she grew more and more bitter.
Come on, girl, don't do this.
She shook her head and tried to push down the feeling of anger working its way up to the surface. She had been sleeping in her car, and Kenna had been living in the lap of luxury. She had been gathering information out of garbage cans while Kenna was getting